It's not just about chickens. It's not just about the stock market. It's not even just about gold or silver. It's not about our wealth. It's not about control. Well, it is about control, but it's not about control today. It really is about control in the future, and they want complete and total control. And the way they will be able to do that is to tank the U.S. economy. And the easiest way for them to tank the U.S. economy is to let us collapse under the weight of our own debt. And that can and will happen if they can do one thing. If they can take down the petrodollar, if they can get oil traded across the globe in something other than the dollar, then our economy is toast. Once the U.S. dollar is no longer the world reserve currency, once it's no longer the exclusive way that countries can buy most oil in the world, then nobody will be dependent on us anymore. No nations will have to look to us to keep us propped up, because that's really the only reason we can survive having over $31 trillion in national debt, is because if we fall, then everybody else falls with us. That won't be the case if they transition away. And according to Brandon Smith over at alt-market.us, that's exactly the direction they are trying to take us. Let's pull that article up. According to the article, the title is "A Dollar Collapse is Now in Motion. Saudi Arabia Signals the End of Petro Status." I mean, even saying those words has me very, very concerned. Unfortunately, it only gets worse from here. And hopefully, like I said, before you start on the doom and gloom, if you missed in the beginning, I always like to say this, make sure that everybody knows. I'm not truly legitimately, concerned as far as the whole scheme of things. I've read my Bible. I know how the Bible ends. I know I have a general idea of the glorious fate that awaits. So no, I'm not sitting here thinking, oh, woe is me. We're going to have to cancel Netflix. We already did, but whatever. As long as you have that biblical worldview, you should be fine. I know that it sucks that people are going to suffer, that we're probably, many of you and I, my family, we're going to have to suffer through these hard times. But in the end, we'll be okay. So keep that in mind. Let's get to this article by Brandon Smith. "The decline of a currency's world reserve status is often a long process rife with denials. There are numerous economic experts out there that have been dismissing any and all warnings of dollar collapse for years. They just don't get it, or they don't want to get it. The idea that the U.S. currency could ever be dethroned as the de facto global trade mechanism is impossible in their minds. One of the key pillars keeping the dollar in place as the world reserve is its petro status, and this factor is often held up as the reason why the greenback cannot fail. The other argument is that the dollar is backed by the full force of the U.S. military, and the U.S. military is backed by the U.S. Treasury and the Federal Reserve. In other words, the dollar is backed by the dollar." It's a very circular and naive position. "These sentiments are not only pervasive among mainstream economists, they are also all over the place within the alternative media." See, it's not just corporate media that we have to worry about. Unfortunately, not enough in conservative or alternative media are talking about this stuff. That's why I harp on it so much. That's why I tell people, go to jdrucker.com/gold as soon as possible. Anyway, I suspect the main hangup for Liberty Movement analysts is the notion that the globalist establishment would ever allow the dollar or the U.S. economy to fall. Isn't the dollar system the golden goose? The answer is no, it is not their golden goose. The dollar is just another stepping stone towards their goal of a one-world economy and a one-world currency. They have killed the world reserve status of other currencies in the past. Why wouldn't they do the same to the dollar? Globalist white papers and essays specifically outline the need for a diminished role for the U.S. currency, as well as a decline in the American economy. I'm not laughing at the words. I'm laughing at, just in case any of you missed my interview earlier with Ivory Hecker, I said, I've been told this before, that when I read, I sound like Captain Kirk. And now I got that stuck in my head that I'm reading this and I sound like Captain Kirk. Oh, anyway, Man, start that over. Don't, no. Stop thinking of Kirk. Stop thinking of Kirk. All right, we're there. We're there. Globalist white papers and essays specifically outline the need for a diminished role for the U.S. currency, as well as a decline in the American economy, in order to make way for central bank digital currencies and a new global currency system controlled by the IMF. I warned about this years ago, and my position has always been that the derailment of the dollar would likely start with the end of its petro status. In 2017, I published an article titled "Saudi Coup Signals War and the New World Order Reset." I noted at the time at the time that the sudden shift over to Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman MBS indicated a change in Saudi Arabia's relationship to the U.S. I stated that, and this is a quote from again 2017, to understand how drastic this coup has been, consider this: for decades, Saudi kings maintained political balance by doling out vital power positions to separate, carefully chosen successors. Positions such as defense minister, the interior ministry, and the head of the National Guard. Today, Mohammed bin Salman controls all three positions. Foreign policy, defense matters, oil and economic decisions, and social changes are now all in the hands of one man. The rise of MBS was backed by the Public Investment Fund, a fund comprised of trillions of dollars supplied by globalists within Carlyle Group. That's the Bush family, by the way. Goldman Sachs, Blackstone, and BlackRock. MBS garnered the favor of the globalists for one specific reason. He openly supported their vision for 2030, a plan for the dismantling of fossil fuel-based energy and the implementation of carbon controls. Yes, that's right. The head of Saudi Arabia is backing the eventual end of oil-based energy, and part of that includes the end of the dollar as the petro currency. In exchange for their cooperation, the Saudis are being given access to ESG-like funding, as well as access to AI advancements and the so-called digital economy. It sounds crazy, but there's much talk of AI developments to cure numerous health problems and extend lifespan. With these kinds of promises, it's not surprising that Saudi elites would be willing to dump the dollar and even oil. 2017, Brandon Smith noted. I believe the next phase of the global economic reset will begin in part with the breaking of petrodollar dominance. An important element of my analysis on the strategic shift away from the petrodollar has been the symbiosis between the US and Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia has been the single most important key to the dollar remaining as the petrocurrency from the very beginning. I believe that the threat to petro status would ultimately be spurred on by a proxy war between East and West. I mean, look, just a brief side note. Brandon Smith gets a lot of flack, and I've dished out my own flack as far as his regard to, for example, faith-based issues. But here's the thing: when it comes to the economy, this guy is not one of your standard Chicken Littles. Okay, I used to rip on Chicken Littles when Y2K was around. You got all these people saying, "Oh, it's the end, it's the end." Okay, I was chuckling. I think I was eating Whataburger somewhere in Oklahoma City when the crossover happened. It's like, oh wow, New Year's, great. You know, did everything break? No, it did not. So I am against fear mongers for the sake of fear mongering. Brandon Smith is not one of those. He's been making predictions. And, you know, very similar to how Alex Jones says predictions about the New World Order are starting to come to pass, David Icke and all these people. When it comes to the economy, when it comes to this type of stuff, nobody has been more right when it comes to predicting the rise and fall of the dollar and the all these other things. Nobody has been more right than Brandon Smith over at alt-market.us. Anyway, I bring this back to the article. I believe that the threat to the petro status would ultimately be spurred on by a proxy war between East and West. Again, he's saying this in 2017, and look what's happening now. He said, quote, "World economic war is the real name of the game here, as the globalists play puppeteers to East and West. It is a geopolitical crisis that will have that they will have created to engineer public support for a solution they predetermined." Sounds very Hegelian dialectic-ish. Back to the article. Back when I thought that such a proxy war would be initiated in the Middle East, possibly in Iran. However, it's clear that Ukraine is the powder keg. the globalists have chosen, at least for now, with Taiwan being the next shoe to drop. In the years since I made these predictions, the relationship between Saudi Arabia, Russia, and China has grown very close. Arms deals and energy deals are becoming a mainstay of trade, and this has led to a quiet but steady distancing of the Saudis from the dollar. This past week, the dominoes were set in motion for dollar collapse when Saudi Arabia announced at Davos that they are now willing to trade oil in alternative currencies. In response, Xi Jinping pledged to ramp up efforts to promote the use of the Chinese yuan in energy deals. This falls in line with another article I wrote in 2017 titled "The Economic Endgame Continues," in which I described how conflict with Eastern nations, China and Russia, would be exploited to create a catalyst for the end of the dollar's petro status. The importance of the Saudi announcement cannot be overstated. This is the beginning of the end of the dollar. The dollar's world reserve status is largely dependent on its petro status. Without one, you cannot have the other. This is almost the exact same dynamic that led to the implosion of the British sterling decades ago as the global petro currency, which resulted in the rise of the dollar to take its place. This time, though, it will not be a single foreign currency that takes on the role of world reserve. It will be a basket currency system controlled by the IMF called special drawing rights. Remember those words, special drawing rights, along with a single global digital currency that is yet to be named but is now under development. Let's stop right there real quick. So we've talked about this a lot, and I want to make sure that before we get to the rest of the article, I want to make sure this point is made. The digital dollar is not the end game. The digital yuan, the digital ruble, the digital whatever, the digital euro. Okay, pick one, pick all of them. There's currently like 30 or 40 in development. There's many that are already in place to some extent to various degrees. And of course, we here in the United States, we're already in the process of testing out the digital dollar. I've said this before, I'll say it again at least a few more times until I'm proven wrong. I'm a firm believer that the 87,000 IRS agents, that's not just for the sake of auditing middle classes and small businesses, middle class people and small businesses. There just aren't that many people that are cheating on their taxes. It would be a stupid investment. That move never made sense until I saw it in context with the idea that they are going to need an army of people, physical people, not just people on the phones, not, you know, some call center. They're going to, and they'll need those too, but they'll need people that'll be able to go around the country, go to businesses, help to install software, implement the process, make it easier for them to quickly roll out the digital dollar. And then once this is done, once you've got digital currencies across the board for most nations, there will be, in my humble opinion, again, I'm not basing this on any knowledge. I'm basing this on, you know, putting on my evil globalist cabal member hat, trying to think like them. And thinking along the lines, how do you get to one world currency? You get everybody on a digital currency so that it's all normalized, and then you crash them all. You hack them. You figure out a way to make it to where, oh, crap, we can't use the digital dollar anymore, or the digital euro, or the digital whatever. We're going to have to use something else. Everybody's already tied into this whole digital currency thing. So now, crap, what do we do? What do we do? Oh, look. Look. Here's somebody who's come along. That they've been able to develop, and they've been in development for a long time, a single digital currency that can be used across the board, that will level the playing field, that will bring equity to economies across the globe. We will balk, but everybody will laugh at us, us being the United States, because they'll say that we're just trying to maintain our dominance, a dominance that they believe is now, at that point, over. And they won't be wrong. So again, jdrucker.com/gold. Please do yourself a favor. Back to the article. Oh, wait, no, I got to pull up the article. I mean, I pulled up the article. Okay. So I cannot wait. I just got, during the last break, I sent an email to my soon-to-be production team. And it's like, hey, guys, we're almost, should be ready next week. You guys get ready. We're just waiting on some studio stuff. And then we'll be ready to rock and roll. There we go. Got it. All right. The consequences of, back to the article. consequences of the loss of reserve status will be devastating to the U.S. economy. It is the only glue holding our system together. The ability to defer inflation by exporting it overseas is a superpower only the U.S. enjoys. The Fed can print money perpetually if it wants to, in order to fund the government and or prop up U.S. markets, as long as foreign central banks and corporate banks are willing to absorb dollars as a total for global trade. If the dollar is no longer the primary international trade mechanism, the trillions upon trillions of dollars the Fed has created from thin air over the years will come flooding back to the U.S. through various avenues, and hyperinflation or hyperstagflation will be the result. This dynamic is already in play, as foreign holders of the U.S. debt and dollars have been dumping them at a record pace since 2017. The process continues at a time when the Federal Reserve is cutting its balance sheet and raising interest rates, which means there is no longer a buyer of last resort. This may be multiple foreign central banks have renewed their purchase of, this may be why multiple foreign central banks have renewed their purchase of gold reserves and are once again stockpiling precious metals. They seem to be well aware of what is about to happen to the dollar, while the American public is kept in the dark. Now, keep in mind, again, this article, he's not, people say, oh, you know, you're just trying to sell gold. I am, yes, I would love for you to buy gold. And if I didn't have them as a sponsor, I would still tell you, buy precious metal goods, physical precious metals. The writing is on the wall. And I know not everybody can. I can't. I don't have the money to go buy me, $10,000 worth of silver coins, or I don't have a retirement to throw $100,000 into a self-directed IRA. Okay. But those who do need to, as quickly as possible, jdrucker.com/IRA. Three choices, one small, one medium, one large. Fits your personality, fits your style, fits your goals, fits your desire. One or all three of them will be able to help you. So that is my show for the day. Lord willing, I will be back very soon with another episode. But in the meantime, you'll stay strong, stay safe, and God bless. There's a reason Klaus Schwab, Joe Biden, and the globalist elites want your life savings locked in IRAs and other portfolio management schemes that they control. They can keep your money tied up in woke ESG funds, even if doing so will lose you money. Patriots are quickly moving their investments to self-directed IRAs backed by physical precious metals. Unfortunately, most companies that work in this field are beholden to Democrats, the Chinese Communist Party, the WEF, and others who are pushing us toward a digital dollar. I have identified three precious metals companies that believe in America first. These companies make it easy for you to move your retirements and investment to a self-directed IRA backed by physical precious metals. Go to jdrucker.com/gold. That's jdrucker.com/gold.